From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A key aide to U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House is considering all of the options it has to blunt a court ruling freezing the president's order to ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the United States. Michael Bowman takes a look.
White House advisor Stephen Miller told ABC's This Week program that the president expects to prevail.
There is no constitutional right for a citizen in a foreign country who has no status in America to demand entry into our country. And the bottom line is the president's powers in this area represent the apex of executive authority.
The White House could continue to defend the travel ban, but the president has already hinted his team may write a new one tailored to withstand legal challenges. Michael Bowman, Washington.
Turkish troops and Syrian rebels pushed their way Sunday into the heart of the town of Al-Bab, an Islamic State bastion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the forces would soon take control of the entire town in northern Syria. Military sources say al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Mogadishu in a dawn attack Sunday. Residents in the village of Tesili and Warmahan say the militants attacked two camps simultaneously. Military sources estimated that about 40 to 50 government soldiers were stationed in each of the two camps. A U.S. official says the United States, Japan, and South Korea have requested an urgent meeting of the United Nations Security Council to deal with North Korea's Sunday launch of a ballistic missile. The official says that the U.S. anticipates the meeting taking place Monday afternoon. This is VOA News.